Delicious meets nutritious in the snack that packs a real protein punch, Wonderful Pistachios. Each 1 ounce serving of Wonderful Pistachios has 6 grams of protein, giving you over 10% of your daily value and making Wonderful Pistachios one of the highest protein nuts. But perhaps more than that, I love all of the flavors they have. Their sea salt and vinegar ones are my favorite when I'm craving that flavor but want to keep it healthy. But that's just the tip of the iceberg. Wonderful Pistachios come in a variety of flavors, like chili roasted, honey roasted, smoky barbecue, and jalapeno lime, perfect for enjoying with family and friends or taking them with you on the go. Whether you're a pistachio purist who loves cracking open every nut, or you prefer the convenience of no-shells pistachios, Wonderful Pistachios has got you covered. Grab Wonderful Pistachios and elevate your snacking game today. So fill up with a healthy snack when hunger strikes. Visit WonderfulPistachios.com to learn more. That's WonderfulPistachios.com. Have you ever noticed how a calm mind can really set the stage for a good night's sleep? That's the idea behind our new podcast, Good Sleep. Greg, our host from Optimal Relationships Daily, is here to help ease you into a peaceful night's rest with some positive affirmations. And these affirmations aren't just comforting, they can help ease anxiety and nurture positive thoughts, setting you up for true good sleep. So, press play on Good Sleep tonight, because a good tomorrow starts with a good night's sleep. Just search for Good Sleep in your podcast app and be sure to pick the one from Optimal Living Daily. This is Optimal Health Daily, episode 1745. How to Lower Your Cholesterol, Prescription, Lifestyle Changes, and More by Stephanie Watson of Healthline.com. And I'm Dr. Neil. Welcome back to Optimal Health Daily, or welcome for the first time if you're new here. This is the podcast where I act as your very own personal narrator and read to you from some of the most popular health and fitness blogs online, and always with a bit of my commentary at the end. Now I'm going to keep this intro nice and short, so let's get right to it and start optimizing your life. How to Lower Your Cholesterol, Prescription, Lifestyle Changes, and More by Stephanie Watson of Healthline.com. What is cholesterol? Cholesterol is a fatty, waxy substance in your blood. Some cholesterol comes from the foods you eat. Your body makes the rest. Cholesterol has a few useful purposes. Your body needs it to make hormones and healthy cells. Yet, having too much of the wrong type of cholesterol can cause health problems. Cholesterol is made in your liver. It has many important functions in the body, but it can cause health problems if not managed. You have two kinds of cholesterol in your body. Low-density lipoprotein, or LDL, is the unhealthy kind of cholesterol that clogs arteries. You want to keep your level below 100 milligrams per deciliter. And there's high-density lipoprotein, or HDL. This is the healthy kind that helps to clear LDL cholesterol out of your arteries. You want to aim for a level of 60 milligrams per deciliter or higher. The problem with high cholesterol. When you have too much cholesterol in your blood, it begins to build up inside your blood vessels. These deposits are called plaques. They harden and narrow your arteries, allowing less blood to flow through them. Sometimes a plaque can break open, and a blood clot can form at the site of the injury. If that blood clot gets lodged in a coronary artery in your heart muscle, it can block blood flow and cause a heart attack. A blood clot can also travel to a blood vessel that feeds your brain. If it disrupts blood flow to your brain, it can cause a stroke. How to lower your cholesterol? The first approach to lowering cholesterol is with diet, exercise, and other lifestyle changes. Here are 5 tips to help you get started. 1. Adopt a new diet. Eating right is an important part of both lowering LDL cholesterol and raising HDL cholesterol. You'll want to avoid saturated and trans fats because they increase LDL cholesterol. You can find saturated fats in foods like red meat, processed meat such as hot dogs, bologna, and pepperoni, and full-fat dairy foods like ice cream, cream cheese, and whole milk. Trans fats are made through a process that uses hydrogen to turn liquid oil into solid fat. Manufacturers like trans fats because they help packaged foods stay fresh for longer. But trans fats are unhealthy for your arteries. these unhealthy fats not only raise LDL cholesterol, but also lower HDL cholesterol. That's why you should avoid them entirely if possible. You'll find trans fats in foods such as fried foods, fast foods, and baked packaged goods like cookies, crackers, and cupcakes. Instead, get your fat from healthier, monounsaturated and polyunsaturated sources, such as fatty fish like salmon, tuna, trout, herring, and sardines, olive, canola, safflower, sunflower, and grapeseed oils, avocados, nuts like walnuts and pecans, seeds, and soybeans. Although some cholesterol in your diet is fine, try not to overdo it. Limit foods like butter, cheese, lobster, egg yolks, and organ meats, which are all high in cholesterol. Also, watch the amount of refined sugar and flour you eat. Stick with whole grains like whole wheat, brown rice, and oatmeal. Whole grains are also high in fiber, which helps to remove excess cholesterol from your body. Round out the rest of your cholesterol-lowering diet with plenty of colorful fruits and vegetables, and lean protein like skinless chicken, beans, and tofu. 2. Exercise more. Fitness is essential for your overall health and well-being, but it can also help boost your HDL cholesterol. Try to get 30 to 60 minutes of aerobic exercise on most days of the week. If you're strapped for time, break your workouts up into more manageable chunks. Walk for 10 minutes in the morning, 10 minutes at lunchtime, and 10 minutes when you get home from work or school. Incorporate strength training with weights, exercise bands, or bodyweight resistance at least twice a week. 3. Lose weight. Eating well and exercising more often will also help you trim down. If you're overweight or obese, a loss of just 5 to 10 pounds may be enough to improve your cholesterol level. 4. Quit smoking. Smoking is a bad habit for many reasons. In addition to increasing your risk of cancer and lung disease, the chemicals in cigarette smoke damage your blood vessels and speed the buildup of plaques inside your arteries. Quitting smoking can be very challenging, but there are many resources available. Talk to your doctor about support groups or programs you can join for help. You can also get support through a phone app like QuitNet, which helps people trying to quit smoking connect with each other. And 5, talk to your doctor about cholesterol-lowering drugs. If lifestyle changes aren't helping to lower your bad cholesterol enough, speak with your doctor about prescription drugs that may help. Some of these drugs lower LDL cholesterol, while others increase HDL cholesterol. A few do both. Statins. Statins block a substance your liver uses to make cholesterol. As a result, your liver pulls more cholesterol from your blood. Examples of statins include Lipitor, Lescol XL, Altoprev, Livalo, Prevacol, Crestor, and Zocor. Bile acid sequestrants. Bile acid sequestrants bind to bile acids, which are involved in digestion. Your liver makes bile acids using cholesterol. When bile acids aren't available, your liver has to pull extra cholesterol from your blood to make more. Examples of bile acid sequestrants include Prevalite, Welchol, and Cholestid. Cholesterol absorption inhibitors. Cholesterol absorption inhibitors prevent your intestines from absorbing as much cholesterol. Zetia is a drug in this class. Fibrates. Fibrates increase HDL cholesterol and lower triglycerides, another type of fat in your blood. Examples of fibrates include Atramid S, Tricor, and Lopid. Niacin. Niacin is a B vitamin that can help raise HDL cholesterol. It's available in the brands Niacor and Niaspan. The takeaway. You can lower your bad cholesterol and raise your good cholesterol with a few simple lifestyle changes. This includes eating a healthy diet and getting regular exercise. If lifestyle changes aren't enough, speak with your doctor about prescription medications. You just listened to the post titled, How to Lower Your Cholesterol, Prescription, Lifestyle Changes, and More by Stephanie Watson of Healthline.com. We're driven by the search for better. But when it comes to hiring, the best way to search for a candidate isn't to search at all. Don't search. Match with Indeed. Indeed is your matching and hiring platform with over 350 million global monthly visitors and a matching engine that helps you find quality candidates fast. Ditch the busy work. Use Indeed for scheduling, screening, and messaging. 93% of employers agree Indeed delivers the highest quality matches compared to other job sites. One of the things I love about Indeed is that it filters out incompatible applicants. So when you're hiring, the process is much faster, and you only have to consider applicants that are already likely to be a great fit. And listeners of this show will get a $75 sponsored job credit to get your jobs more visibility at Indeed.com/health. Just go to Indeed.com/health right now and support our show by saying you heard about Indeed on this podcast. Indeed.com/health. Terms and conditions apply. Need to hire? You need Indeed. Dr. Neil here for my commentary. I often get asked, what's the best way to raise my good cholesterol, the HDL cholesterol? Oh, by the way, if you get confused by which is the good cholesterol versus the bad, you're not alone. This happens all the time. A helpful way to remember the differences is to think about the H in HDL as happy or healthy cholesterol. This HDL or happy or healthy cholesterol is good for us because it helps the body get rid of the bad LDL cholesterol. Think of the L in LDL as lousy or lethal cholesterol. It's lousy and lethal because this is the stuff that clogs our arteries. Okay, so what are some of the ways to increase the happy or healthy HDL cholesterol? Studies have found that high-intensity interval training is one of the best ways. Now, that doesn't mean we have to perform high-intensity interval training every single day. Instead, try and incorporate it once or twice a week in place of your usual workouts. Oh, and another way to help increase the good cholesterol would be to increase your consumption of omega-3 fats specifically, like the article talked about. So the type of fats found in salmon, mackerel, halibut, herring, and trout, try to consume 2 to 3 servings of these types of fish each week. All right, that'll do it for today. I hope you have a great rest of your Tuesday. Thank you so much for listening. I'll be back here tomorrow as usual. So I'll see you there where your optimal life awaits.